you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, you're receiving us under whatever circumstances, etc., etc. We appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, tickling your ears and brains and slinging e-turds at the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I had my microphone pointed the opposite way. My mouth.
Please clap.
Fuck you, Jeb.
You should have been a better candidate, Jeb.
Oh, God.
We'd be bitching right now if he won, but nothing like what's going on.
Jeb, why were you so low energy? Why? Why didn't you do more than just put an exclamation point at the end of your fucking name? God.
Ugh. Thanks for joining us. Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen. One word, at Crab Diving. C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, yes.
Hang out with all the cool kids over there.
Right.
Lots going on in the world. It's lovely Thursday.
Lovely.
Sunny. Chilly.
By the way.
Here in SoCal.
According to Trump's chief strategist and Breitbart czar, we just need to keep our mouth shut. Shut your mouth.
Right.
Which is going to be tough if you have a podcast.
When did he say this?
He just said it. He said that the media should just keep their mouth shut.
Was this a tweet or was it
It's a quote. I saw it in the New York Times.
It'll probably be out on our Facebook or something like that.
Yeah, later on. Yeah.
Let's see. I'm waiting for my...
He says the media is our opposition party. What does that mean?
You're talking about Bannon, right?
Yeah, what does Bannon mean by that? He says the media is now our opposition party. I don't understand that.
Now I'm trying to find the story.
Doesn't it sound creepy?
Yeah,
it's on our Hootsuite. It's going to go out in the 3 p.m. hour. I think I threw it out there. But anyway.
Let's get to it. I'm going to do the headlines first. I'll try to find...
I just thought I'd mention that.
Because I'm trying to find it.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up
computer
about that.
Slow from the Crab Diving News Studio high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Los Angeles, California, Dateline, January 26th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Maybe President Trump will figure out a way to get us better fucking internet service.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen.
The headline over at the Comedy Pinko Liberal is my favorite story of the day. Last night, you know, there's this wall thing that's been going on with our president. For some reason, the real dummies on his side. And here's the thing. You know, how many polls did they do, polls, that showed that there's a lot of Trumpansies that don't even believe it was a real wall. Like it was a metaphorical wall. They acknowledge that it would have been hard for him to actually build an actual 80-foot physical wall with dogs and snipers and shit. A lot of them believe that. But there is a small percentage of the knuckle-draggly dumb ones
yes.
who think, It's gonna, Trump gonna put up a physical 80-foot wall, and that it's gonna do anything.
Well, I mean,
and he's one of them. Right. That's the problem. Is the fucking president is one of these knuckle dragging idiots that thinks it's gonna have to be an actual physical wall with big T's on it for Trump.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't we think that he actually wanted a physical wall? I mean, why would anybody think it's metaphorical? He didn't talk about it like it was metaphorical.
Because they were trying to give him the benefit of the doubt that he was just speaking, you know, that when they would say to them, look,
I see,
it's almost impossible to put up an actual physical wall along the whole, 2,000 miles or 1,500 miles, whatever, 2,000 miles, et cetera. And plus, a lot of the border is that river.
Yes.
Which, you know, kind of changes every once in a while. Sometimes it moves. So this physical wall thing, plus it's just not happening. This just
but wait a sec.
These waves of brown people are not coming over the border anymore. True. And the drugs, you think it's going to stop? You think a physical wall is going to even slow down any drugs that might be coming
no,
in?
No, Pat. No fucking way.
How about legalizing marijuana?
Oh, there you go.
Decriminalizing drug use, make it into more of a health issue.
Oh, fuck you, hippie.
Then maybe that's how you hit the cartels and the cojones.
What about the Great Wall of China? Explain that to me. That's a big fucking wall, is it not?
Yeah, it took several hundred years and slaves to build.
Okay.
Those were the good old days when they could have slaves.
We'll get back to that at some point.
They're working on it.
Yes.
So Trump, again, keeps saying, well, we're gonna build the wall and Mexico's gonna pay for it. And Mexico, the other day, the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox.
Oh, yes.
Tweeted out.
He's hilarious.
Used
the
hashtag fucking wall, by the way.
I love this guy.
He's a rock star. Fucking wall. We are not, I reiterate, we are not paying for any fucking wall, he said. And the new president, who ain't that popular really at home, but regardless, he's been getting, he was getting pressure internally to cancel this meeting that they had coming up with Trump because of this wall bullshit. They're like, fuck you. You're not going to hold a gun to our heads, make us pay $20 billion for some ridiculous wall that's not necessary.
What if fucking, what's his name? Justin Trudeau in Canada?
Yeah.
That prime minister. What if he called up Trump and it was like, hey, you're going to build a wall because we hate all the white trash Americans spilling over and ruining our
that
culture.
That I would understand.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Build a big fucking wall. God, we're gross.
And this is just for Trump to fillet himself.
Oh,
it's just for him to try to give one of these, to try to actually produce one of these ridiculous promises that he's made, that he made during the, and at what a cost. We're going to cut people's health care.
Yes.
We're going to kick people off of insurance.
Sure.
But we're going to find, we're going to then turn around and make the taxpayers pay $20 million for a wall.
For a fucking wall!
That we're going to put on a credit card, and apparently somehow Mexico is going to come back and pay us.
You know, it's funny. Once the wall is completed, then what? What do we do? Are we just going to fucking stare at the fucking thing? I don't get it.
So
very
then,
odd.
I believe it was last night. Twitler, Schittler,
ooh,
our president, took to his favorite place to speak with the public.
Oh, yes.
The Twitter.
Perfect.
And he tweeted, the U.S. has $60 billion trade deficit with Mexico. It has been a one-sided deal from the beginning of NAFTA with massive numbers jobs and companies lost. If Mexico is unwilling to pay for the badly needed wall, then it would be better to cancel the upcoming meeting.
God
so
damn.
So today, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said, chingate, puto.
Right.
And said, fuck you, we're not meeting.
Mese mukula, baby.
We've pissed off our good friend neighbor to the south already in 5 days.
And it's like
five days.
He didn't even try. It was just easy.
Mm-hmm.
We got to figure out how to Maybe we're thinking about Trump wrong. We have to figure out what his strengths are and get him to do that. Like, he's good at pissing people off. That's a positive quality of him. Like, he's good at that. So what? How do we use that to our betterment? It's an odd skill. Shit.
The president of Mexico then tweeted, "Mexico offers and demands respect as the sovereign nation that we are." See, Trump just doesn't realize that every syllable he fucking utters or every character in his 140 character memos to the people.
Oh, yeah.
Can shake the world now.
I mean, he's like,
not in a good way.
He's not a CEO. He just doesn't send out memos and people do what the fuck he says.
He thinks he is. He thinks that's the way it works.
God. I mean, at least the rest of his administration, everything's going along smoothly.
Swimmingly, wonderfully.
You know, Rex Tillerson's having a good time over there at the State Department all by himself.
All kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, yes.
Trump said, I mean, people are saying that the reason that for these tweets might have been for Trump to save face because he knew they were going to cancel the meeting last night.
Did he just
or early this morning, actually. It's 8 hours ago.
Yeah.
Shit, it was 8 hours ago. So it's 2:10 now. It's 4 in the morning. Our time's like 7 in the morning. So first thing he wakes up, he tweeted that. I'll bet he knew it was coming. He probably knew that they were going to cancel. So he decided he was going to make it look like he said, go ahead, you might have to cancel it. If you're not going to pay for my wall, you might as well cancel.
How the fuck do you have a meeting with somebody and say, hey, listen, President of Mexico, I'll meet with you. You just have to agree to pay for how much is the wall? $3 trillion. You got to buy this. And then I'll sit down and talk with you. God.
The GOP leaders are saying, well, Congress is going to front the $12 to $15 billion.
What?
These are the fiscal conservatives, right? The
yes.
Make sure everything's paid for. Remember that one asshole who didn't want to one Republican dick who held up funding for veterans, for something for veterans, because he didn't like the way they didn't offset it with some costs of something else. I'm a fiscal conservative.
It had to do with mental health care.
Fucked veterans.
Yeah.
And then say, well, because we can't, we got to take away from them. Where that money going to come from?
And this party is supposed to be the party of the military and defense and things like that. And the working class person. And they are just not that. I'm sorry. They're the party of pervs and racism and sexism and apparently fascism.
And not so into the whole democracy thing.
Oh, fuck that. I hate that. Ooh.
So there you go. That's the HuffPo headline is the Mexican, the wall.
Let me ask you.
President of Mexico said, fuck you. Meanwhile, he's meeting with Theresa May from our friend Great Britain. Let's see if he fucks that up. Let's see how he pisses them off.
How is that going to go well?
He'll grab her pussy or something and it'll all go tits up.
Shit. I mean, just think, George Bush, all he did was rub on Helen Merkel's shoulders, and that got a little weird. Jesus, we got old pussy grabber.
I saw some video yesterday, or day before, whatever, to Theresa May. You know, their parliament's much more fun than ours.
Oh, God,
and, yes. Their leader actually has to sit there in the trenches and argue with people.
Right.
Not be in the ivory white tower. One of the probably the opposition guys stood up and said, you know, this lunatic, I'm paraphrasing. President Donald Trump has said that he wants to use torture again and reinstitute waterboarding. And we want to make sure that we don't get caught up with that again. Blah, 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 blah. And
it's highly effective.
Well, and she leapt up and said, that is a crime and we will not participate and Britain will not abide by it. So this is one of the things. And Trump used the word fucking torture.
Yeah.
Not even enhanced interrogation. He's torture. I believe torture works.
Based on
I believe torture works. Some asshole that he said, someone really high up in the intelligence community. Meanwhile, he's not listening to anybody else, including his own people.
Does he not watch 24?
That are high up in the intelligence committee. He listens to probably that fucking Flynn or some other asshole who is all for the torture.
explain to me this. Like, how does Flynn not know? Because isn't he a general? Doesn't he have experience with this type of thing? Wouldn't he know that torture is ineffective based on
and
his
Mad
career?
Dog Mattis said it doesn't work.
Oh shit!
He said it doesn't work. I'd rather. He said, "Give me a beer and a couple cigarettes to share with the guy, and I'll get more out of him eventually than you will. The information will be equally as reliable as anything you torture out of anybody."
And I remember one of the I can't remember which 24 season, but Jack Bauer had his nipples hooked up to a car battery. And he gave the enemy nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
That's your headlines over at the Drudge.
Yes.
Report, by the way, order past seasons of 24 or watch it on Amazon Prime. I don't know that it's on Amazon Prime. But join Amazon Prime. If you want to, go through our Amazon hole. You can help us out here. Anything you buy, anything you sign up for or Audible, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or crabdiving.com/audible and buy your shit there. Listen to some books. We get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. Helps us keep the light on.
Oh, yes. We get paid, baby.
Lights on.
Many lights. 1,000 points of light. Who was that? Who was 1,000 points of light? Was that a Bush?
Maybe. I don't remember. Yeah. Reagan said we were a shining city on a hill.
Ooh. I don't know.
Ain't looking real shiny right now.
If that's necessarily true.
over the Drudge Report, let's crank our calendars back.
Crank.
Shave off a few dozen tens of IQ points.
God, we're in the 50s already, motherfucker.
It says Showdown Mexico.
Jeez.
Leads to the Washington Post article. Says White House says Mexican war border wall might be funded by a tax on imports. Well, that's the White House that has to pass the Congress. The Congress is the one that levies taxes. And is he going to get Congress to agree to starting trade wars now over his stupid fucking unnecessary wall?
But how are the Republicans going to say no to him? Because he's going to say, hey, if you do this for me, I'll help you privatize Medicare.
Well, they're caught by the short and curlies. These evil fucks for years have been demonizing and lying about these hordes of Mexicans pouring over the border when it ain't happening. And a big physical wall ain't going to change it.
God, it's like
more people overstay their visas here. So they fly in, they drive in, they come legally across the border. It's just not a big enough percentage of people, like these tsunamis of brown people coming over the Rio Grande. It's just not happening.
We're going to build a wall and then people are going to get on a plane and just fly over the fucking thing. We got to build a really high wall then.
Right.
It's so fucking stupid.
Ban all travel from the rest of the world, which some of them would love to do.
But it's fucking nuts.
Well,
it's
of course
so
it's nuts.
Fucking nuts. It's so much money.
Paranoia.
It's so much money.
It doesn't make any sense. It's based on fear and stupidity.
Are the Republicans like Paul Ryan and Mitch the bitch? Are they sitting around saying, oh, yeah, this wall is a great idea?
No, they hate it. They're stuck with it. They don't want to. They know it's a shithole. And it's not going to. It's a money hole, I mean.
Right.
And it's not necessary and will work. But they realize they're stuck now. That Trump has frothed up the loonies.
Ooh, yes.
And turned it into such an issue that maybe they'll ignore all of them that are going to be dying when we take them off of their health care if we give them the wall.
But, like, it's not like the zombie apocalypse out there. It's not like in Deadwind when you look across your fence. There's not, like, hordes of Mexicans pouring through. I can't believe people can't see that. And if we need a wall, where's the evidence suggesting that we do? Where's the fucking numbers? Where's the math justifying this? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Oh, it's
this is crazy.
Fucking maddening.
There's a sub headline here at the Drudge Report. It says Trump sets dizzying pace in first days, but nothing that's being done is like real. Like
of
very
substance.
Little of very little of what he's alleged and done are these executive memos or executive orders that he's been signing What's changed right
now? The gag
now?
Orders. I mean, that's substantive.
That's like major bad. Policy issues.
Yeah.
None of this is effective. Right. None of that he's done. Yet the idiots are out there, like they're orgasming. Right. Oh, look at Mr. Trump. Look what he's doing. He's saving the country. And he's doing nothing. He's doing nothing except showboating.
It looks to me like a lot of these Trumpalos and these racists, more than anything, they want to feel better about themselves. And I don't think that they like that the left and Obama would take them to task and say, hey, you can't be racist. You have to accept gay people. You can't be a big fucking xenophobe because it's against who we are. And they don't like to hear that. And now they're getting the message they like.
Right.
But like when it hits them in the wallet, maybe... You know, maybe they'll start changing their tune, but who knows?
If.
I mean, they're racist. I mean, they're mentally ill. These Trumpalos. I mean, maybe they're not all racist.
Many.
God
some,
damn.
Or again, not a deal breaker for others. Robert Reich, the former labor secretary, I believe.
Yes.
I forget who Obama maybe, or I forget who Robert Reich was labor secretary for.
Do not know. Sounds like Obama for some reason.
He says that this could be the start of trade wars all over.
Not just between Mexico and America.
Well, right, because now it's setting the tone. That's going to be Trump's leverage.
So another country will just do this because we're doing it.
Another country, no, we'll fight with other countries because he's going to go out and say, fuck you, I'm going to do what we did to Mexico. We're going to hit you with a 40% import tax. And they'll say, okay, we'll hit you with a 50% import tax.
And then what? Where the fuck are we?
Exactly. The world is fucked.
Why? Does anyone want to make the planet better?
No.
God.
Doesn't care.
What does he get out of this? Legacy. Look at my wall. I built that wall.
He's upset.
They're going to call it the Trump
wall.
People
are saying that he lost the popular vote. He's upset that people are saying that the crowd that he had at his inauguration wasn't 1.5 million people.
Wasn't there a guy who leaked some shit from the White House recently? He's got that Twitter where he was talking about Trump being all dejected and sad and depressed and angry and he's brooding.
There was a Washington Post article yesterday that we talked about was it Washington Post?
It's like
maybe one of them,
White
but
House leaks or something.
But they were pissed. They were pissed. He was really, really pissy Saturday when all those women showed up to protest with 2 to 3 times the amount of humans that were out at his stupid inaugural.
Damn, Trump! Why didn't you just march with them? Why didn't you support their cause? Even if you don't agree with them, that would have been the best thing to do.
And then, you know, even in that, he had that interview with, I think it was ABC yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
With
NBC, that dude.
Muir, ABC, David Muir.
Oh, okay.
Said after his interview, at the end of his interview, the last thing he did was show David Muir a picture of all the millions of people at his inaugural event. It's already hanging up there. It said, I'm reading from the Raw story.
That's hilarious.
He wrapped up his first formal interview at the White House by showing off several photos of his inauguration crowd, once again insisting that the audience was the biggest ever. It wasn't.
He was lying. Jeez. That's hilarious.
At the end of the interview, he showed David Muir a wall of photos from the inauguration, including one of himself with former President Barack Obama, one of daughter Ivanka Trump dancing at the ball with their husband. Here's a picture of the event, he said, pointing to a photo showing the audience. Here's a picture of the crowd. Now the audience was the biggest ever, but this crowd was massive. Look how far back it goes. The crowd was massive.
Well, it is a massive crowd, Donald. There were a lot of people there to see you, but not a record amount, by far.
And according to David Muir,
yes.
After he showed him a couple more pictures, Just as the crew was turning to leave, the president told ABC, I want to show just one more. And the last one was yet another picture of the crowd. Trump said, one thing this shows is how far they go here. Look how far this is. This goes all the way down here, all the way down. Nobody sees that. You don't see that in the pictures.
Oh, my God. He is nuts.
He's mentally ill.
He is fucking nuts. Jesus Christ. What was he talking about today when he was in, Pennsylvania? He was just prattling on and on about how he won the state and nobody said he could do it, but he did it anyway. Just bragging. I mean, when does he stop the victory lap for losing the fucking popular vote and eking in on a fucking electoral college thing? My God.
He went on to tell David Muir, but when you look at this tremendous sea of love, I call it a sea of love. It's really something special. Many of these people were forgotten men and women, and they loved what I had to say. He's so needy and so sad.
Forgotten? You're going to take away their health care, dickhead.
says, by all indications, Trump has become increasingly fixated on the inaugural crowd size after reports surfaced that he drew a third of the number of people that Obama did in 2009. The Washington Post reports the new president grew visibly enraged on Saturday after seeing the Women's March on Washington dwarfed his ceremony a day earlier.
Oh, my God.
When? That's why he sent Sean Spicer. I'm not poor Sean Spicer. He handed over his neck to the vampire.
Yeah, absolutely. Sean could have had it. I'm sure Sean could have had another job.
But Sean Spicer then got his marching orders from Trump, and that's why Sean Spicer looked like a hostage video when he went out there and he's like, look, it's the biggest crowd ever, period.
By the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. We put a picture up of Sean Spicer and maybe a different career option. If this press secretary thing doesn't work out, you might go into music. Being the Spicer Girls.
The shitty Spice. Lying Spice.
Right.
Bullshit Spice.
Dippin' Dot Spice. You fucking idiot.
We already did the Bannon stuff.
Bannon, baby. What a fucking dick.
That'll be up on our Facebook page.
Is Bannon the ugliest person to ever serve in the White House?
He's a member of the master race, Ryan. How dare you?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm so sorry.
So this was from a TV interview or television interview with the New York Times that
that
Bannon said the media should be embarrassed and humiliated, keep its mouth shut, and just listen for a while.
Oh, my God. That's the chief strategist for Trump saying that.
Also going on in the world, I'm glancing at so much other. What else did you say?
I was talking about how Sean Spicer was going to join the Spice Girls. I think that would be a great career move for him.
You talked about
I'm talking about Bannon and
the State Department resignations earlier. You were talking about.
I just mentioned that. Yes. What a great development.
What happened there was, if this will open.
Oh shit.
There's a lot of these people that stay on. One of the traditions is that everybody kind of hands in their resignation letter.
Right.
And the new administration coming in says, no, 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 you're staying, you're staying, you're staying, you're staying, you're staying. And many people, you know, are career people who stay through many different regimes, all Republicans and Democrats. They're just good at their jobs and they just do it.
So why does the administration keep them on typically?
Because they're good at their jobs and they know what they're doing. Well, Rex Tillerson, assuming he gets, did he already get, anyway, he's going to get
confirmed,
of course.
Now, who knows?
Because Marco Rubio took a moment away from the foam party to decide that, yes, he's going to vote thumbs up.
Thank you, Marco. Thank you for not standing up for the country, you dick.
But now they're saying that when Rex Tillerson starts work, it's going to be a lot harder than they thought because the entire senior level of management resigned yesterday. Just done.
Oh, my God. Why? That kind of frustrates me. I mean, believe me, I like, for some reason, this makes me, it's like they're saying, yes, Trump is a shithead and they don't want to work for him. But damn it, doesn't that hurt us? Doesn't that hurt our well-being?
The Trump team has been narrowing their search for the number two in the State Department after Rex Tillerson. And they were looking at this guy, Patrick Kennedy, who's been in there. He's been the undersecretary for management for 9 years.
Okay.
So he started with the Bush regime.
So he knows what the fuck is up.
And they say that Patrick Kennedy was actively involved in the transition and appeared to have been angling to keep the job under Tillerson.
Yes.
They were sniffing around him for actually bumping him up to number two. Then suddenly yesterday he quit, and three of his top officials resigned suddenly.
Do you think he just didn't want to work for Schittler?
Maybe. They're all the ones that bailed are career Foreign Service officers who served under both Republican and Democratic administrations.
And so this guy's probably reasonable and probably doesn't want to be associated with an administration that sends out executive orders saying, hey, you can't email anybody, or puts a gag order on the EPA. He probably doesn't want to be a party to that shit.
So one dude who used to be a chief of staff over to Secretary of State John Kerry said it's the biggest single simultaneous departure of institutional memory that anyone could remember.
Oh, my God.
And that's incredibly difficult to replicate. I mean, what they're talking about is these four, five, whatever people kept the shit were running and working. And you just can't yank everybody out of there. And State Department, it's diplomacy. It's minutia. It's you got to know protocols. You got to know how things work. Who to approach, who not to approach, who you're going to piss off if you talk to, who are you, you know, things like that,
yeah,
that all these people know, and they're like, fuck this, we're out of here.
So how are they going to
these
replace
people are
that
cray cray
experience?
They're not.
What the fuck? I mean, see, like, things like this to me are a little disturbing, very disturbing, because it would seem like no matter what kind of bozo Trump puts in charge of the State Department, at least these guys could kind of hold it together.
This guy says, diplomatic security, consular affairs. There's just not a corollary that exists outside of the department. You can least afford a learning curve in these areas where issues can quickly become matters of life and death.
Can we, like, hire another country State Department that's sort of similar to our country that could step in and run things? I mean, I'm serious.
Well, I'm sure Russia will be helping.
Oh, yes. Well, they're already on it.
He says there's no easy way to replace that via the private sector. These people. He's like, there's no corollary. There's no similar job out in the private sector as some of these State Department bureaucrats.
So how is he going to fill these spots? I mean, why did those guys quit? Listen, I appreciate what you're doing. I respect it because, yes, this guy Trump is a fucking fascist. And I get why you don't want to work for him. But they're fucking us up.
But if they're not going to be able to do their jobs and they're just supposed to be...
Yeah, that's true.
Humans with a pulse,
right,
that do whatever their pimp master tells them to do. if he's not listening to career experts... And no, you know, he knows better than all the generals, Ryan.
What in the fuck? How are we going to keep a mushroom cloud from appearing on the horizon?
I'm not sure
where
we are.
Like,
I'm not convinced we are.
Oh, God. This makes me, I've been getting, and you probably experienced the same thing, just waves of like anger and just resentment at these fucking assholes that could not vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't fucking understand it. Do you think the State Department would be in as much trouble if we had President Clinton? Do you think we would have seen a mass exodus there? Fuck.
I'm sure not. Again, we'd be bitching about the third undersecretary of commerce that she was putting in that used to work for Goldman Sachs, we'd be screaming bloody murder like liberals.
Oh,
and we'd
God!
And we'd be mad at the Republicans for whatever they're doing. But now...
No, yes.
We would welcome regular Republican bullshittery. Although I just read another... I might put it up on our Facebook. I don't think I did yet. But there's a... At the Rolling Stone...
Yes.
There's a good piece about Mike Pence. It's kind of like the history of Pence.
Oh, God.
Creepy. Yeah, I think he's a real believer. I mean, I don't think...
He went to an anti-abortion rally.
I don't think he is just pandering like many of these evangelical politicians.
But wait
I think he may...
He believes there's a Jesus in the sky.
I think he may be a real believer. There's a guy who said...
Oh, come on.
One of the guys describing him, some other politician, said in Catholic school...
Yes.
There's always... Or in the Catholic Church, there's always... They used to talk about an altar boy that was always felt he was more pious than the priests. That was Mike Pence. And he bailed on the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church
was too liberal for him. So he's like some weird Pentecostal bullshit now.
So wait a second. So he's like a true believer.
Yeah. And he fucked Indiana in several holes.
Right.
Like, the people of Indiana were gleeful.
When he left?
That Trump took him away.
Oh, yeah.
And they were hoping he was going to lose.
Who else do you want? Alabama was excited, too. They were like, oh, you're going to take Jeff Sessions? Oh, my God, you're the best.
Even Republicans there hate him because he's like a nutty theocrat.
Doesn't he look like a fucking dickhead as well? He just looks like a fucking dick. What was that thing where he went and got a haircut somewhere at a barbershop and he said something fucking stupid? He got like it was some sort of photo op on the campaign trail. Just some douche nozzle thing that he fucking did. God.
Well, he went to a black neighborhood and got a haircut and the guy didn't know who the fuck he was.
That's right.
Remember? It's like, why are all these cameras here? And then, you know.
Well, Mike, I mean, maybe you're not that important to the African-American community because maybe, I don't know, you don't do anything for them because they're not straight, white evangelicals. God. This guy's like gay conversion therapy USA. I mean, is that going to start again? You know how it's insurance. It's not you're not allowed. Insurance isn't allowed to pay for gay conversion therapy.
I believe not. Yeah, I believe in most states you cannot.
Well, hopefully Trump will reverse that, or maybe Pence will.
Well, in kids, there's a lot of, I think most states have a law that you can't, or many states have a law that you can't force kids into gay conversion therapy. Like if you're a parent and your daughter is a high school lesbian, you can't send her off to Christian camp to get beaten and tortured and psychologically tortured to try to pray the gay out of her.
Do you think, okay, so this whole time, I'm sorry, we're having the election, and Trump is running, and all these people in the background are saying, relax, relax. If he wins, he's going to be more like an independent. He's not going to be a hardline conservative. He's going to change. And he didn't change. He's doing exactly what the fuck he said he was going to do. Right. Let me ask you something. Do you think we've learned our lesson? Have we learned our lesson?
No, there's still a lot of Trumpanzees out there who are loving it right now.
But I mean, like the liberals just didn't. I don't think the liberals in the election were afraid of him. Were as afraid of him as they should have been. They should have respected what he said and believed it and said, yes, if we elect him, he's going to try to build a wall. He's going to do X, Y, and Z. He's not going to change. So the next time this happens, maybe we'll believe the fucking lunatic. I don't know.
When we're all in our radiation suits, the ones of us that survived the Trumpocalypse.
How many radiation suits are available in this country right now?
I don't know.
It's like the Titanic. There's not enough fucking lifeboats. There's not enough iodine. That's what you're supposed to take for this radiation fucking poisoning.
I didn't mean to hit that button.
I know.
But, you know, what the hell?
I'm sure I was wrong about something. Or anyone want. God.
Yeah, and this is day 5.
It's not even been a week.
Correct.
A week ago, Obama was president.
Yes.
Obama. Yes, we can. Hope. Change. Obamacare. The whole ball of wax.
And it's turned out worse than we had all dreamed.
It's like worse.
Like, we were all being hyperbolic that he was going to be all Nazi-like and try to take out the media, try to silence everybody, try to purge.
We got a weird definition of hyperbole.
Purge all of the offices and everything like that.
How long does this gag order go on, by the way, with the EPA? And who else has the gag order? Somebody else?
I don't know, but a bunch of accounts are popping up now of alternate like national park accounts. They're told you can't tweet anymore. The Badlands were the ones who were the badasses who took on Trump.
Right.
They got silenced. And then immediately, like, alt Badlands something popped up, and it's them. They won't say who they are, but they're like, we're the employees, but we're creating a private account.
I love that. That's bad.
And what we do in our private time, fuck Trump.
Yeah, eat my dick.
So there's a bunch now of alleged accounts that are popping up that are these people who are working in these places.
Right.
That are now lying and hiding under a fake ID, but they're tweeting anti-Trump shit. It's just a matter of time. I mean, I just don't. I don't see him like. I mean, is he going to turn the military on us, on his own people? Is he going to send tanks and drones into California because Jerry Brown is saying, "Suck my dick. We're not gonna round up Mexican people. We're not going to do that." Well, and the cops don't want it. He talks about how much he allegedly loves cops.
Yes.
The police don't. The police like sanctuary cities because they want to do their job. And they don't. If they're looking for a murderer or a rapist and they go into a neighborhood, they want people to actually maybe talk to them once in a while and not all run scattering for the hills because they're just going to start rounding up people in a dragnet and launching them back across the border. That's kind of the sanctuary city point.
And think about the climate we have now with the police. Black Lives Matter. The cops are being racist. They're shooting unarmed black men. And now Trump wants them to go in and find brown people that are quote unquote illegals and round them up. How the fuck is that supposed to happen in the environment we have now? I mean, that's like, it's as if he is crazy. He is crazy. But like, we're so vulnerable now. What if some lunatic decides to launch some, I don't even want to say it, some fucking, some you-know-what attack and fucks us up? And then he has to do something about it. We don't have a State Department.
I think we should be ready for that false flag.
What?
Yeah. I think Bannon and Trump, that would be right in their wheelhouse of planning something like that.
Is this InfoWars?
Or Putin.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Putin did that. This is that Chechnyan thing, right?
Wasn't it?
Where there was some bombing and now they figured out that
Putin did
it was a false flag to try to change public opinion about the Chechen rebels, and Putin's approval rating was like in the 30s. Then there was this bombing. He went in and killed lots and lots and lots of people.
Yes.
To put down these evil terrorists who just happened to not be sucking Putin dick.
Right. Which is a mistake.
And then all of a sudden his approval rating went up to like 70 because people in Russia are just as dumb as people here.
Yeah, and you better listen unless you didn't, You better suck that Putin dick or you're going to get a false flag.
And there the media is more, he's killing people off.
Well, it's RT, right? Russian TV. Is that what
that
is?
Well, that's the world. They have Pravda and stuff.
What is their state-run media? Is that Pravda?
Pravda is the paper. Okay. But RT is their worldwide news organization.
Right.
But it's not an official branch of the Russian government.
God. Thank
allegedly.
God.
Allegedly.
Thank
it
God.
Is.
We don't, but we it's don't not. Have that here.
Yet.
I mean, Breitbart. I mean, we have the leader of
Well,
Breitbart.
You heard about Voice of America, right?
What's up?
Voice of America, this is, Matto talked about this and was out a couple days ago that the Voice of America has like a 800 million or 300 million? I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars budget.
Yes.
And it's basically our, I guess, a network that broadcasts to the rest of the world. But it's also allowed, they recently changed the rules.
Yes.
The Republicans put it in a one of those bills that Obama had to sign.
Okay.
Or the army doesn't get paid kind of bullshit.
It's a poison pill kind of thing.
And Obama even, when he signed it, put an asterisk and said, I don't like this part, but I'm going to sign this law because we need to pay our soldiers.
Right.
And it was allowing the Voice of America to broadcast in the United States. State-run media. Guess what happened? One of the first priorities.
Yes.
Over at Voice of America, two Trump toads showed up.
Oh, I bet.
And said, we're in charge now.
Yeah.
And they're both like in their 20s. They're these ones like some blogger asshole, and the other is some alt-right fuckwad. And they are now in charge of the Voice of America, which means Trump now has a state-run media network that we pay for. He is going to control the message.
Where do you hear this garbage?
It's not out yet, but they have the law now where they can just say, Voice of America Radio, Voice of America TV.
You couldn't vote for Hillary? You couldn't vote for Hillary because of the emails, you fucking cunts. Because of the emails.
But what about her? What about her going after little kids and eating pizza at the same time?
Oh, God, you stupid fucking assholes. And these Trump lows, they're all using their own emails, and Trump has his own phone. Nobody's secure. Jesus fucking Christ, you idiots. Damn. Putin loves Trump lows. Loves them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys made Putin so fucking happy, you fucking morons.
So, Alex Jones, you may have heard of him.
Oh, yes. What's that fucking ham-faced lunatic? What is he up to?
Well, here is...
He just must be so fucking happy. Is he just walking around squirting? Squirting at will.
So what we need to do is identify the frauds. Trump does this. They always go, oh, he's so dumb, challenging us. What's he doing? He's further discrediting you. But I got to say, he keeps saying CNN's fake, and I'm not going to you, your fake news. What's CNN doing in the front row when Spicer keeps going to him? And then the reporter yesterday goes, oh, maybe Trump wasn't even really elected. That's why you say there's fraud. So they're like little kids up there.
That's not what was said.
These aren't real journalists. Meanwhile, I mean, it's just crazy. You should see Breitbart and Drudge and also just reporters that are known to tell the truth from mainstream, whatever, promote it and put up to the front of those briefings to bring up real questions. Not
Breitbart and Drudge should be in the front row. And meanwhile, Sean Spicer already is. I think Rachel Maddow said it was like some they're now eager to see what right-wing nut job site Spicer goes to for questions now, where it's like, he'll ask Breitbart first, then he'll ask the Christian Broadcasting Network.
He can't ask Breitbart first because it'll look too much like.
Well, he's not going that far.
I mean,
it was some right-wing outlet, and then he gets to the lamestream media later,
and then he gets to MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Just like a battle where they're just attacking with freaking lies. And here's the deal. I know I get White House credentials. I've already been offered them. We're going to get them, but I just got to...
Ding, ding, ding. Alex Jones of InfoWars, the man who thinks there's chemtrails and that there's lizard people and shit, is now going to have White House credentials. You're gonna see an InfoWars reporter sitting in that room asking questions.
Is he getting Sam Donaldson's old seat?
White House credentials. I've already been offered them. We're going to get them, but I just got to spend the money to send somebody there. I want to make sure it's even worth it. So I don't want to just sit there up there like I'm in the media and look, our people are here.
Now I think he's lying.
Bullshit.
I think if he was actually offered it, he'd be sitting in that fucking front row grinning.
Is he going to sit in the press room?
Himself. He would do it himself if it was really offered.
Dude,
I think that's
Alex
a lie.
Alex Jones is going to be
Don't you
in
think
the
that's a lie?
Court. Yes, absolutely.
He's like, I don't know. We're trying to see if we're going to spend the money to send someone there, see if it's worth it. You lying sack of shit. He would instantly, gleefully be doing it himself if it was true.
That big, fat face of his.
Big smile on his face. Hi, Sean.
Front goddamn row. Is the Blaze going to be there? No, no, no. The Blaze is anti-Trump. Right? Or did
I don't know.
So I don't want to just sit there up there like I'm in the media and look, our people are here. But people that don't understand this paradigm, we're devolving, in a good way, power from the federal government back to the people, back from the centralized MSM to the people, just like Trump said in his speech. But if there is investigative journalism or people to interview in D.C., might be good to put a few reporters there. It's just all a money issue.
He's sitting in his car, by the way. And money issue. Somebody's filming him from the passenger seat. I don't think he's driving. He looks like he's parked. But yeah, nonetheless, he's sitting in a fucking car.
Dude, how in the fuck do you have InfoWars in that press room when earlier this year their links were being deactivated because they carry quote-unquote fake news? How can we do that? Breitbart, I mean...
Yeah, Breitbart.
This Alex Jones, all he gives a fuck about is selling that Prostagard and his water filters and all that other bullshit.
He's thrilled.
God, are they going to give Jim Baker credentials? Who else? Pat Robertson? I don't know.
Here's the rest of Alex Jones.
That's why it's important that people are watching us to know you're our sponsors. You're the reason we're able to do this. You're the reason we're able to have the crew and do what we do and change the world. Is because we're getting the intel, we're having the guest on, investigative journalists, we're magnifying it, and you're getting the articles and videos out. So even... if you don't spend a dollar with us at InfoWarsStore.com, keep spreading the articles, keep spreading the videos, understand.
See, we need you to buy shit.
Yes.
So that I can send a reporter to go sit in the...
And they're selling safes, and they're selling gold, and they're selling bullshit, and all kinds of, you know...
prostate pills
fucking
and
garbage.
Shit.
And they've got algorithms and everything they can to try to stop us from fighting the globalists and trying to stop us from affecting change.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Stop us from fighting globalists.
God damn.
I
mean, it sounds like a joke. Oh, okay. Trump will get elected. What? Is he going to put Alex Jones in the fucking... Is he going to be in the Rose Garden asking questions?
Oh,
yes.
God, yeah.
His big fat face.
Big grin.
Oh, God. He's going to be so happy.
Yesterday, we played a clip of from the Jim Baker show.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he say that criticizers of Trump, if you look in their eyes, they look demonic?
We look like we're demon possessed.
Oh, okay.
Those who are anti-Trump.
Fine.
Apparently. Well, on that show,
yes,
we heard also the mellifluous tones of the End Times radio host Rick Wiles.
Oh, what a douche.
Also another charlatan.
Ooh.
Of megalithic proportion out there on his True News show.
A bag of dicks to Rick Wiles.
Well, here's Rick Wiles.
Hey.
you just got to hear this bullshit. It's so crazy.
Is he going to get press credentials?
It's terrifying.
Friends, listen to me. God's favor is on us. Please, please, please comprehend what is happening. It's more than a political revolution. This is a spiritual revolution. God's favor is shining on us. I can't get out of my mind what Mario Murillo said Monday. Grace is oozing out of heaven. It's just oozing.
Grace is oozing out of heaven.
God.
That's not a great... I don't think that's a great metaphor.
It's not really. Oozing.
Do you want to be hit with something oozing?
No. Even if it's the fucking sky?
Even if it's coming from the Lord's loins?
Is it bird shit or is it a blessing? I can't tell.
Toward us right now. I'm basking in it. I'm rolling around in it. I'm enjoying it.
You know, and people need to quit criticizing the muddy water in the river and start enjoying the boat ride. I mean,
what?
Something significant is happening here.
This is huge.
What are they talking about? Like, what muddy river?
You've obviously never been on a boat ride in a river. I mean, you can just enjoy the boat ride, but or you can look into the water, and it's
I'm
so
talking
murky.
About the metaphor. Like, what's the muddy river that people are complaining about where they should be enjoying the boat ride?
His penis.
I keep getting this picture that Donald Trump is like this Samson who's been raised up by God.
Ugh. With the hair.
To fight the Philistines. And all the Philistines have now...
See, this is terrifying.
Who these are the
people,
Philistines?
These people are deifying him.
Yes.
They're turning him into some kind of a creepy fucking religious figure. That doesn't bode well.
Why are they doing this?
Because they're crazy and desperate. And they know this is their last gasp.
This is the last hurrah.
Sane people kind of set the whole religion thing aside.
God. This guy is a dick.
Turn their attention away from the church. Turn their attention away from attacking Christianity. And all the Philistines are running to Washington to attack Samson.
Mm.
But Samson is...
This is all those evil vagina possessors that were marching against Donald Trump.
And by the way, Samson's like Conan the Barbarian. He's supposed to be some big warrior, right? With beautiful locks of flowing hair.
Right.
That's where he gets his strength from. His hair.
So does Trump.
Ha ha ha.
Strong enough for them.
Samson can take him off.
He's been called. He's been equipped for this battle.
Mm.
And that is his job. That is his assignment. He's going to beat them down. They will not be able to overtake him. He's Samson. And he's going to... He was designed by God. He was created for this hour.
How fucking creepy is this?
He's Samson, dummy. He's going to beat him off.
I mean, he's some sort of a God warrior now to these idiots.
And Samson...
A man who has 5 kids from 3 baby mamas.
Yes.
Is a serial philanderer, pussy grabber, and alleged urine fountain watcher.
He's a reality TV show star. That's who the fuck
he is.
He's
a horrible, dreadful person. Who's a racist who has been taken to court a couple of times for not allowing black people to live in his buildings.
Right.
And yet the evangelicals are wrapping their thighs around him eagerly.
This Rick Wiles is talking about Samson, by the way, like he existed.
Right.
He didn't exist.
I don't know if there was an actual historical Samson figure or not.
Well, I bet there was a guy who was strong and with long hair at some point in the Middle East.
Right. Yeah, but did he have magical strength that when that hussy cut his hair, suddenly he didn't have any more?
He turned into a pussy. Maybe it was psychological.
These Philistines. But while Samson is in Washington fighting the Philistines are no longer attacking the church.
Right.
Christians, get up and build.
Now's the time.
What does that mean? So Trump is distracting all of us evil Philistines, and we're all launching our evil Scud missiles of the devil toward Samson up on the hill in Washington battling us.
Right.
And while we're distracted, he's saying the Christians should rise up and build. What does that mean?
I don't know. Build what?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. Our water park?
I'm not sure who the Philistines are, but I just looked up Philistine, and that means a person who is hostile or indifferent to culture and the arts, or who has no understanding of them.
But I think...
What does that mean?
I think he means it in the historical Bible context of the Philistines.
Who,
aren't those the ones who strung up Jesus?
Ultimately? Oh, yeah. According to Joshua 13:3 and 1 Samuel 6:17, the land of Philistines... called Philistia, was a Pentapolis in the southern western Levant, conspiring the 5 city-states of Gaza. Gaza, I'm sure that's how you say it. Fuck this! I'm trying to read the first part of their Wikipedia, and I can't. Who cares? It's bullshit. It's like I'm reading something out of Harry Potter.
Right?
Where's Harry Potter from? Akabazia? Akabazia?
Well, no. Azkaban is the prison.
That's not okay.
Where the Dementors hang out.
Did you bring condoms?
Yeah. Welcome to Azkabazia. Fuck you. So stupid. This is all so stupid.
So, yeah, these creepy evangelicals who we all thought we had maybe gotten rid of.
Not
as
true.
Far as crawling around our starfish with their damn laws and stuff. Well,
get out of my hole.
Not so much right now. And let's not forget.
Yes.
That one of their leaders.
Okay.
One of their icons.
Ooh.
Is a grabber or an impeachment away.
Yes.
From being the president. Oh, Mike Pence.
God.
Is one of the scary crystal loons. And again, check out that Rolling Stone article. About the kind of little history of Mike Pence, and you will be creeped the fuck out. He even, and inept, like to the point where even after people told him various things when he was governor,
yes.
Don't do this or you will fuck us all.
And he did it anyway.
He would say, or he'd say, well, I'm not going to do it. And then he'd change his mind, go ahead and do it.
Do you think he's
because the evangelicals
yes.
told him to do it. That's that religious freedom law.
Right. Is he worse than John Lithgow's character in Footloose?
Which I don't remember. So I can't imagine. Yeah.
John Lithgow's character in Footloose banned dancing in their city. But then Kevin Bacon, his character, whoever the fuck that was, brought it back. Everybody cut Footloose.
Right. Kenny Loggins.
Been working so hard. I punch in my card. Something, 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 something. Something, 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 enough.
Right. No more pussyfooting around.
I'd rather have Sarah Palin be president. Fuck. Wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. Well.
Right.
Oh, God.
Do you
I
remember
don't know.
When,
I, maybe.
Didn't Sarah Palin want to be Secretary of State?
Or education or something.
Oh, God.
That would have been. I still want to know what's going on there.
What, with the State Department?
Where's Sarah Palin?
Right.
Who like, how did she name? How did she lose favor with Trump? Because Trump, all he cares about
yes.
is loyalty. Right. That's the only reason we have Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III as fucking Attorney General. Is because that little rat-faced weasel fuck was licking Trump's taint from the moment he entered the race.
And he even said that today. Fucking Donald Trump said that today in his fucking speech we were listening to live. He said, fucking Jeff Sessions, he was one of my earliest supporters, so I gave him a good job.
Right.
What the fuck kind of logic is that?
Betsy DeVos opened her ample checkbook for the Republicans and for him. And now she's going to be secretary of destroying education.
Blech. Hey, by the way, you mentioned Sarah Palin. We don't know where the fuck she is. I mean, she's kind of loony, right? Who knows? Maybe she took a couple of Xannies and walked off into the woods to go hunt wolves and fuck. I don't know.
Right wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
And her moronitude is what torched John McCain.
Yes.
Yet now we've put someone in the White House that puts her moronitude to shame. Word salads.
Yeah. it's word salads, but angry word salads. Angry racist word salads.
Yeah. I mean, try to figure out what that man's saying.
I don't know.
It's great. It's all going to be great. It was wonderful. I was wonderful. I had huge grads, but they don't. The media.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
My God. We agree with you.
Yeah, I tell you what. I put a story up on Facebook a few days ago about that. What would happen if a meteor the size of Texas fell on the Earth?
Right.
Bring it.
Where?
It doesn't matter. We're all dead. It doesn't matter where it falls. We're all fucking dead because... Because it'll displace so much bullshit when it hits. We're just all fucked.
I see.
So that's so actually...
we want it to hit where we live then, to get it over with.
Right.
So we don't have the nuclear winter kind of thing and all
nuclear.
The...
Nuclear. They're saying it would look really weird if something the size of Texas like fell in the ocean, because the ocean wouldn't be deep enough for the thing to be totally submerged. So you'd have like this gigantic rock sticking out of the water. New Island space. You know what I mean?
New Island that
they
try to sell resorts on.
I'll tell you what. I mean, that's actually the kind of, you know, natural disaster that we're prepared for, because there's nothing you can do to stop it, and there's nothing you can do to fix it. It's perfect for us right now.
Damn, I just remembered that there was a book that I wanted to write down.
Yes.
That I saw that was talking about this really evil form of capitalism that we're doing these days.
Okay.
And I think it's called maybe something about disaster capitalism or whatever, but they're talking about how the evil 1% or capitalist / corporatist dickwads.
Yes.
Who are now running our country and the world.
Right.
Take advantage of, like, they were thrilled, basically.
Right.
That tsunami.
Tsunami.
In Thailand. Was Thailand or wherever the hell it was?
Oh, yeah. Years ago? The one that killed that supermodel.
That, it didn't kill her. It killed her boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
She clung to a pole, remember?
Right.
They were able to clear out all these fishing villages and sell the new pristine beach land.
Oh, yeah, baby.
To resorts.
Thank you, Jesus.
So the developers who had been trying to get rid of these damn fisher people
Bucky.
Who were fucking up their beautiful coastline that they could exploit for their money were thrilled that the tsunami washed away all these fishing villages.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they're like, ooh, look.
Let's make some money.
Look at all this beachfront land that we can now sell and make money off of.
That kind of happened in Pensacola after one of those, in Florida, one of those big hurricanes. Sucked all these, you know, destroyed this poor neighborhood. Now they got a bunch of rich people living there. Nice houses.
And we've talked about it before. It's like these assholes, they don't care. They think they're not going to be anywhere near the disasters.
You think about it. That's where you lived your whole life. I guess a rich person can't understand that. You live somewhere your whole life, and all of a sudden something happens like that. Now you're displaced. You have to live somewhere else.
Right.
Because fuck you.
Because fuck you.
That is shitty. Disaster capitalism. God. What the fuck is wrong with us? What would Jesus do? If Jesus came back to Earth today or whatever, God, he would fuck up Donald Trump. He would fuck him up.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't even think he'd send him to hell. Does Jesus shoot lasers out of his fingers or not?
He probably could.
What does he do? Fry his nads off. He can take his balls.
I'm sure Jesus maybe could. I don't know what kind of magic he wielded. He brought people back from the dead and did some water walking and shit.
God, so Mike Pence.
Loaves and fishes.
Mike Pence, but he really believes all this shit.
Looking at his career, it seems that way.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
I mean, it seems that he...
How stupid.
Even at times that it would have been more politically expedient to not go full Christo Loon.
Fuck that!
Yeah, he went full Christo Loon. So that would lend me to believe that he's kind of a real true believer.
God, so the guy whose heartbeat away believes that one day Adam was tooling around the Garden of Eden and God was like, hey, he needs somebody to fuck. Let me rip a rib out of his fucking chest and then...
You know, he was a radio guy.
Mike Pence?
Yeah. He ran for Congress early on, lost, got schlonged. Ooh. I guess he ran a really, really horrible negative campaign at one point.
Oh,
fake
geez.
News and all.
Oh, okay.
And got schlonged, and then he wrote some op-ed about from negative campaigning from a negative campaigner. Like he saw the light or some bullshit about negative campaigning. But
make the Christians feel scared.
He eventually went on and won. Yeah. You know, they got to be governor there and everything. But
they're taking our rights.
Even the Republicans there were pissed at him because of what he did with that religious freedom law.
Oh, that's right. I remember that because that law was costing their state money because people were boycotting Indiana. We're coming there to do business.
Conventions were looking elsewhere.
Of course.
Bring in hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars each.
You want to put money into an economy that promotes hate and bigotry and xenophobia? I think not.
Which is what's still going on in North Carolina. Except
oh, yeah.
it worked in Indiana. North Carolina doesn't seem to give a fuck.
We don't give a shit,
that,
motherfucker.
That evil McCrory dickwad.
Right.
Who, did you see? I don't have this in front of me. I'm trying to do it by memory. But the other day,
yes,
there was a video flying around of McCrory,
ooh,
who got confronted by protesters when he was in Washington. And he scurried. They were yelling shame, shame, shame at him and stuff like that. And he scurried down an alley and got basically cornered at the end of this alley. And then he turns around and smiles. Nobody approached him violently.
Yes.
They were yelling shame, shame, and swearing at him and saying, you hate gay, everything that, that he really is guilty of.
Yes.
Being a heinous human being, subhuman. And so then he finally ended up, they knocked down a door and they people caught up with him and he got in the door. And there was nothing. Nobody threatened him physically or whatever. But he was being pursued by a group of people and they were yelling nasty things at him. Mostly just shame, shame, shame.
Right.
Well, now some thin-skinned little reptile in North Carolina, one of these evil mullahs, these theocratic fascists in North Carolina, were trying to put out a new law.
Yes.
That basically he thinks those people should be thrown in jail.
Oh, you can't do that.
That they were intimidating.
I'm not allowed to tell a person that works for me, that I fucking elected.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
That I don't like the job.
He got fired, remember?
Oh,
finally,
the people
of North Carolina said, fuck you. Even the Republicans of North Carolina.
Hey, check this dick, stupid.
They voted for Trump.
Ha 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 ha.
But then they voted against their Republican governor. That's how... What a shit stain the guy is.
Well, that's so fucking selfish. They're like, we don't want a lunatic Republican in our backyard, but Trump, maybe we can handle that.
Well, they didn't know he was as much of a lunatic as he is.
Do you think people are sorry yet that they voted for him? Do you think Trump owes?
Oh, some.
Right now are like, oh my God.
Some of the sane ones, I think, I would hope.
Did you see that approval rating is right at
50? It ain't great.
No.
It's the worst. Yeah,
actually.
It's the lowest ever.
I saw an article where it got lined up to all the past presidents, and it's the lowest for where he is in office right now.
And Kellyanne Conjob,
yes,
tweeted out yesterday. I think we put a tweet out on our, we put a screen cap of it out on our Facebook page, but she tweeted out, look at the results of these. It was a poll. And she's like, look at how much the people love the FLOTUS. How do they love Melania and how much they love Ivanka? And they're both at like 46% and 47%. Meanwhile, you look at Michelle Obama a week after Barack Hussein Obama took office.
Yes.
She was like at 60-something%.
But
and she's black and married to Obama. They hated her. Then you look at Laura Bush, was like 70-something%. Hillary fucking Clinton, 72% approval rating when Bill Clinton took office.
Hillary Clinton is hated.
But that was in 1990 or 92, whatever.
And, God damn it.
So Melania is lower than at least the past four first ladies going
in
there.
But you can't fucking compare. You can't compare Melania to Michelle Obama. How can you do that?
Oh, she's much classier.
Michelle
How
Obama.
Dare you?
Yeah, but I was just about
to. Michelle. Melania don't have a cock swinging between her legs.
Actually, we know that for sure that she doesn't. But
well, yeah, we've seen that, babe.
Yeah. But Michelle Obama is like an amazing person. You know?
In a real world, unless you're a Trump pansy who thinks
Melania's,
she's a transgender.
But Melania's not amazing. There's nothing amazing or great. Like, what is great about her? What's so fucking great about
her? Did you see her in that gold bikini?
Yes.
With that laser gun from like 15 years ago?
That's pretty great.
She's quite talented.
Is that going to be her cause when she's for FLOTUS? Is she going to bring laser guns?
I'm going to tweet crab diving. They're very bullies. They're big bullies. I'm going to stop cyberbullying. Crab diving, you're being mean to me.
Did you say she said we were very bullies? You're very bullies. Where is she from? I don't mean to sound like a xenophobic dickhead, but is she from, like, what country?
Uzbeki, Becky, Becky, Stan.
No.
I don't know where the fuck she's
Russia, from. Right?
Latvia or something like that?
Slovakia.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really Slovakia?
I think she might be Slovenian or Slovenian. No, really? Maybe.
I just decided to guess some Slovakian play. Well, wait, was it Slovakian?
Well, there's a Slovakia, but there was a Slovakia. Oh. She is Slovene. She's a Slovene American.
Right. You know.
46 years old.
Right. You know, I walked downstairs the other day to take the intern out to pee, and
we'd allow the interns to use our bathrooms.
Not inside.
The executive bathrooms.
Stand there. And then I pick up their shit with a bag. and I walked downstairs, and there's an old man sitting on the porch, and he had a bunch of takeout menus in his hand, and he handed it to me. He goes, can I go in your apartment and pass out? And I was like, no, that's all right. Just give them to me. I'll put them under all the doors. And I did. I was like, and I looked at it. I was like, oh, I love Indian food. And then a guy was like, it's not Indian food. It is Armenian.
Oh.
It is Armenian food. It's really fucking. Is there a thing between the Armenians and the Indians that they don't get along?
Well, I don't think they want to be misidentified.
But it looks similar on the front, to be honest. I mean, I don't mean to sound like a dumbass American, but the food looked fucking similar. There's no shame in mistaking one nationality's food for another nationality's food.
Unless it's an Armenian. Oh no, I'm just kidding.
It's not like a couple of weeks ago when I went up to this one comedian. I was like, hey, man, I just wanted to let you know I'm so excited you're doing my show next week. He was like, what are you fucking talking about? I was like, oh, I thought you were somebody else. That sucks. I hate that.
He wasn't black, was he? Uh-oh.
Man.
You're shrugging.
Such a dickhead. I didn't fucking mean to do it. It's a fucking mistake. Oh, God. I'm supposed to be one of the good ones.
What is this? There's new...
That's why Black Lives Matter, because white people do shit like that.
Over at the Media Matters.
Oh, yes.
.org, a commie pinko liberal place where they take on the... there's some screaming going on outside. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
What is going on outside? Media Matters.
But they've got a great headline. Says, white nationalists and nativists want Americans to pay to keep America white.
So you're telling me my whiteness is going to cost. I love it.
I guess there's a group called FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
Oh, shit. What is that?
On January 23rd, officials announced that Julie Kirchner, former executive director of FAIR, which is considered by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group.
Oh, shit, Pat.
They announced that Julie Kirchner will also be joining the Trump administration as chief of staff at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Staff. Jesus
Christ. Someone from a hate group is going to be chief of staff over at U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
How do they hire people? Like, what is the strategy in Trumpistan when they're sitting around their table and they're spitballing, hey, who do we hire for this job? Who do we hire for that? Oh, let's bust out the rolls at the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Do you think they have to put their hoods on to recognize each other?
I don't recognize you.
Wait, who are you? Who are you?
No, this is a great thing, dude. That now they don't have to walk around in fucking hoods. They all have government jobs. They're all normalized. We ain't got to be embarrassed no more. We don't need these goddamn motherfucking hoods. Shit. Gotta be fucking shitting me.
Did you see the any of the tape of Trump talking to Muir?
No, I didn't see that.
Muir. He's out of his mind.
Right.
He's really out of his mind because at one point.
Right.
David Muir.
Yes. Did David do a good job? Yes or no?
Asks Trump about this. 3 million people voting illegally that don't exist. And
citations.
And Trump, then I'm trying to find the actual.
Is that when he whipped out his big thick Coke can cock and showed it to him? Look at this. Look at this beautiful dick of mine. I don't know about those voters.
It's he cites this report.
Yes,
that this Pew report we've talked about, where the author of the report himself has come out and said, "Look, we detected zero fraud."
Yeah,
the point of the report was to figure out registration discrepancies and people who are like, how do you figure out, this is a state problem, how if somebody moves
right
and registers somewhere else, how does the previous state figure out, or if someone up and dies,
okay,
how do they figure out that to take them off of the voter's registration roll?
Sure.
See, now if you do something like you do here, or we want to do here in California, which is when you get your driver's license,
right,
you're automatically registered to vote.
Bam. That makes sense.
But they don't want that, of course. We want to make it easier for people to vote. Republicans want the opposite.
See, Republicans, doesn't that bother you on some level? Doesn't it bother you?
I mean, so, no, as long as they win. They're Machiavellian whores.
Do they have no shame?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Kate, write that down.
So
the GOP has no shame.
Here is Don talking to Muir, David Muir.
Oh, yes.
And
who are dead, who are illegals, who are in two states. You have people registered in two states. They're registered in a New York and a New Jersey.
But that's not voter fraud.
And
there's no proof that any of those people, including your pudgy, bloated, pure example of the master race, Steve fucking Bannon,
you know what he
is
like?
Registered in two places. Tiffany, the fruit,
yes,
of your orange loins,
right,
is registered in two places, Don.
And say I am registered in two states to vote. What do I do? Cast a vote in one state?
Well,
get on a fucking plane?
They
and fly
have
to the
zero.
Other fucking state?
Yeah, they have 0.0.
Cure AIDS, motherfucker. That's a problem. This is voter fraud. Is a figment of your fucking orange imagination. Suck a dick.
And even let's say they come up with 5 examples out of 100 million votes cast.
Ooh, it's typical.
It's still not a pervasive problem that these idiots are trying to make it out to be.
And they just want to use this for leverage to make
to make
voter
it harder to vote.
Yeah.
But listen to him lying again. Look at these millions and millions and millions. There's no evidence that one of these people who are dead or one of these people who are registered in two places voted. Not one.
But he's contesting. He's bitching about the validity of an election.
Right.
He lost the popular vote, but he won the Electoral College. Why wouldn't he shut the fuck up and move on to something else?
But you should see how mad he's getting. And then Muir drops the hammer on him.
Yes.
And Trump whips out this Pew poll.
Right.
And Muir is great. Muir says, well, I spoke with the author of that Pew poll. And this is where Trump loses it.
Oh, shit.
Who are illegals? Who are in two states. You have people registered in two states. They're registered in a New York and a New Jersey. They vote twice. There are millions of votes, in my opinion. Now, I'm going to get an investigation.
You're now president of the United States. When you say
of course,
it's,
and I want the vote to be legitimate.
But
now,
when you say, in your opinion, millions of illegal votes, that is something that is extremely fundamental to our functioning democracy, a fair and free election.
Sure.
You say you're going to launch an investigation into this.
Done.
Sure. What? Done.
It's done. We're investigating it, David.
And nobody knows about it.
God, he is such a dickhead.
FBI, nobody knows about this investigation. And in fact, that weasel over in Congress who's in charge of their hearings, Jason Chaffetz, who hasn't found anything. I mean, who would love to reopen the Benghazi panel?
Oh, sure. God.
Is
Benghazi.
He said, we're not going to do anything about this voter fraud thing because I don't think there is any.
Oh.
Done.
Jeez.
Done.
Damn.
But Trump says it's done.
He doesn't want to investigate it.
Trump says it's done. Done. It's
then
done. We're going to have an investigation.
Who the fuck is investigating it? Maybe it's his goons that he hires to do his security or something.
Fundamental to our functioning democracy, a fair and free election.
Putin is going to put some people on it.
Sure. You say you're going to launch an investigation into this.
Done.
What you have presented so far has been debunked. It's been called false.
Take a look at the Pew reports.
I called the author of the Pew report last night.
Boom! Take a look at the Pew reports. I called the author last night.
Wouldn't Trump think that this David guy would maybe do that? I mean, if that's the only, if that's his ace in the hole for this, his argument, this pew poll.
Some of the alleged leaks coming out say that he doesn't listen to his advisors. That his advisors are like, you got to let this shit go. You got to let the crowd size shit go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
This is
you got to. And this is the same thing.
Yeah.
He won't let this notion go. He can't wrap his ill mind around the fact that he lost the popular vote. It just doesn't register in his brain.
And this is all part of that myth that at some point he's going to start acting presidential. He's going to start listening to people.
There's nobody that thinks that anymore.
God.
There's nobody that thinks that anymore. But here's a case where Mueller is going to say to him, you just brought out everything you're saying has been debunked. No, it hasn't. Well, yes, it has. Look at the Pew report. I spoke with the author last night. It has nothing to do with fraud.
And we looked at it.
Listen to what Trump has. I'd be worried about if I was this Pew Report guy now that the black vans are going to come get me. Because listen to what Schittler, how pissed off Schittler gets.
Has been debunked. It's been called false.
Take a look at the Pew
Report. I called the author of the Pew Report last night, and he told me that they found no evidence of voter
then
fraud.
Then why did he write the report?
He said no evidence of voter fraud.
Then why did he write the report?
So he wrote the report because it's about something else. The report doesn't say anything about voter fraud. The report has to do with voter registration, which isn't fraud. There's no example. Find us an example of one of these dead people that voted. Find us an example of one of these people.
But is that too much? Is that what you're talking about? Is that, it's not even a nuance or whatever. Is that too much to grasp for the Trumpalos to understand or to accept?
Well, it's too much for him and therefore too much for the Trumpalos because they listen to whatever their orange daddy says and don't question it at all. If he says it's true, that's what it is. And you're a lying libtard, mainstream media, Hillary snatch sucker.
Daddy's angry. His snatch sucker.
Really? Then why did he write the report?
He said no evidence of voter fraud.
Then why did he write the report? So according to Pew Report, then he's groveling again. You know, I always talk about the reporters that grovel when they want.
And he doesn't. It's the wrong word. This grovel is the word he used to describe that guy, reporter, when he did that, when he mocked him for his disability.
Groveling.
He said, I wasn't mocking his disability. I was mocking how he was groveling. And that's the wrong word. He means backtracking, I think, or he means something like this. But he calls it groveling, and it's not. It's the wrong word.
Should Schittler maybe stick to words that he's sure of? So or maybe he's sure of this one.
This Pew guy isn't groveling to anyone.
He
said my report isn't about fraud. My report is about the voter registration, which uncovered zero fraud.
Yeah.
And Trump says, then why'd he do it? Excuse me. Then why'd he do it? Oh, he's groveling. He's lying now. Now he's lying.
Right.
So how do you talk to somebody like this?
The guy that wrote the report is lying, but that's his main piece of evidence for voter fraud.
Don't
for
you
this investigation.
Want the person who's sitting there across from David Muir with a card in his pocket with the nuclear codes on it?
Right.
I kind of want him to be open to reason.
Yeah, man.
And facts. And I want him to have his mind be able to be changed if he is presented with facts. This guy is saying, no. Now he's groveling. Now he's going back on it. Blah, blah, blah. No, the report has nothing to do with fraud. That's a fact. The guy didn't do a report for Pew that said, oh my God, there's millions of fraudulent votes going on. The guy never said that.
Yeah.
Yet these people are waving around that Pew report like that's what the guy said.
Can I float an idea by you real quick? And this is sort of related to what you just said. Maybe, you know, it'd be great. Do you think someone could switch the nuclear football for like a fake one?
They're trying. A couple of Democrats are putting. I mean, it's not going to work. But a couple of Democrats are trying to put out legislation that kind of puts a little pause in the whole nuclear. In the whole nuclear process.
That's awesome.
Of first strike, something to do with first strike or something that, I mean, really, should we have no checks and balances on that ultimate decision, which is what we have right now. There's no check or balance. If he gets a call,
yes,
it says missiles are incoming.
Yes.
He's got, you know, 6 or 7 minutes to make the decision on whether to launch.
Fuck.
So do we trust this person?
No.
Who is now arguing with a poll.
I'm arguing with a poll.
From a bunch of years ago that had nothing to do with voter fraud.
But
with voter registration discrepancies with no evidence that any of it led to fraud.
But he's basing an investigation on this, right?
It's not going to be an investigation. Who's going to know?
He said it was going on.
He's lying.
Ah. Shit. Democrats.
I don't know who's going to do it. The Republican head of the investigative committee in the House said, Jason Chaffetz, we're not going to look into that. We're not going to do it.
It's going to be like, they're going to be like, Mr. President, the missiles are coming. Should we launch our missiles? They're going to be like, I don't know where I put that fucking football. It's next to Tim Tebow's helmet.
Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
You write the report according to Pew Report. Then he's groveling again. You know, I always talk about the reporters that grovel when they want to write something that you want to hear, but not necessarily millions of people want to hear or have to hear.
So you've launched an investigation.
We're going to launch an investigation to find out. And then the next time, and I will say this, of those votes cast, none of them come to me.
And here we go. Not one of those fraudulent votes that were cast are for me, of course, because only honest white people voted for me.
Well, that's not true, actually. There was a case of voter fraud that as a person that voted for a Trump
vote. The only voter fraud cases that I saw in the general election were Republican.
Yeah.
There was somebody who actually... It was a woman who tried voting twice for Trump. Yeah. So, and even given, let's say they find 5, they find 10. That's nothing. But of course, the way the Republicans work, you find one.
Voter ID loss.
That's all of them.
Right. You got to crank up those voter ID loss.
Right. The one protester has a Rape Melania sign.
Oh, God.
And every protester, every peaceful protester on the streets then is an evil thug who wants to rape Melania.
Yes,
look at how evil these libtards are.
Well, Jim Baker said they're all demon possessed.
Yeah. But how creepy is this? Even, and his face. I mean, he gets mad. He's mad.
Is he
Excuse me. What? Then why is he doing it? Why'd he do it? How old is this man? Excuse me. Then why'd he do it?
I don't know.
It really sounds like you're dealing with someone at recess. Like you're talking to one of the little turd shitball bullies in the corner at recess.
No wonder the State Department emptied out.
Right?
Who the fuck wants to work for this guy? He leaked out that he didn't like Sean Spicer's suit. I mean,
well, that's what he didn't leak it out, but they're saying that was one. Well, he's all about optics, and that one of the things he didn't like was the fact that Sean Spicer was not wearing a dark suit.
Who cares?
He wanted a woman. That's the stories that were. He wanted a hot chick,
Omarosa.
And I'm not trying to disparage. This is what he wanted. He wanted an attractive woman to be his press secretary because of the optics of it.
Omarosa, what's wrong with that?
Well, she's not really a journalist or anything.
So fucking what? She was on a reality show.
Well, what about Katrina?
Katrina
Pearson.
Now, she's a journalist.
Bullet.
Right?
Or I don't know about that, but
she's a lobbyist.
Yeah, she's a spokesperson. At least she's in communications.
She's a person that wears bullet shells around her fucking neck. She
vanished. I don't know what. There's something there, too.
But she was hooking up with Ted Cruz.
No. Allegedly.
She was not?
Well,
I thought that was
news. She was, her name was on the list of people that they think, when those rumors were swirling around, that Ted Cruz fucked like 5 different women.
God.
Blah.
Shit.
Do you want to hear the last few seconds?
Absolutely.
Our psycho in chief.
Yeah.
None of them come to me. They would all be for the other side. None of them come to me. But when you look at the people that are registered, dead, illegal, and two states, and some cases maybe three states, we have a lot to look into.
That doesn't mean any of them voted.
Right.
And yes, none of them came to you because none of them voted. None of them went to Hillary either, you asshole.
But like you said, they're dead. Some of them are dead. So what am I, is everybody supposed to run around and making sure their dead relatives not registered to vote anymore?
Right.
But and they're not voting because they're dead.
Right. And you don't want legislation. Well, how about passing a law that says when you get a death certificate that the voter registration, the Secretary of State is notified so that they can take you off of the voter rolls. Wow.
That would be so.
There's a fucking idea.
Fucking easy.
And the Republicans, but the Republicans have been trying to use this like national.
Yes.
They want this national cross check or something, but only for the reason of trying to keep people from voting. Then they're going to say you're listed in two states. You can't vote at all.
You have to,
unless you're white and prove that you want to vote for Trump.
Yeah. You didn't get on a Concorde and fly to Mississippi. It's vote again. It's so fucking stupid.
Scary as fuck. I mean, the dark days be upon us. Dark days.
I'm asking this question just so, because it's like the election. We don't know what to focus on. We used to play that game during our show. By the way, for past episodes of Crab Diving, go to crabdiving.com. We used to sit there and say, hey, name the last 10 Trump scandals. And we'd be like, Trump Steak, Trump University. And then I don't know. He made fun of the mentally handicapped guy, the disabled dude. And then you just
grab
like
him by the pussy.
Right. I mean, but you're not going to name them all. This week, what is the biggest story? I feel like the scariest thing.
What day?
Well, today it's got to be the State Department clearing out. Do we need a State Department? What do they do that's so fucking important anyway?
We're fucked.
On a daily basis, what do they do? Do they call people?
We just got to hope nothing happens in the world for, you know, a month or two until everything settles down over there.
Does Donald Trump know how to get in touch with a chief of staff and shit like that? You see that on West Wing when there's a bad thing that happens. Martin watches his face, talks to the fucking chief of staff. No. That's not a general. The joint chiefs.
Yeah.
Do we still have that? Do we still have joint chiefs?
Sure.
Do we still have the war room?
Well, yeah, for now.
Until
they disagree with Trump, apparently. Although he did say in that interview with Muir, Muir asked about the creepy part of that, one of the creepy parts of that interview was when he was talking about torture, and he called it torture. And he said, less than 24 hours ago, I talked to somebody in the top of the intelligence community who said it works. But
who?
He said, but I'll defer to, he said, I'll, like Mattis, and I forget who else he mentioned. Mattis and some other guy.
Flynn?
He said, if they don't want to do it, then we won't do it. But if they do, then we'll. And they've already said we're not going to.
But what kind of members of Congress is that?
Republican members of Congress are saying we're not going to do it. We're not changing the laws of what is and isn't torture. It's just not going to happen.
But dude, like, okay, but that's even bizarre because if he has these strong convictions that torture works and torture keeps us safe, he's going to discount those because his guy doesn't want to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
If he thinks it's so important, then why doesn't he make them do it? It just doesn't make any sense. He doesn't make any sense. I mean, of course we shouldn't torture, but if he thinks it's so fucking important, he must not believe his convictions.
Trump.
Yeah, he must not believe that.
No.
Really, but he's saying it.
The only conviction he has is that he's the greatest and the biggest and the bestest.
Yeah. His narcissist.
And it's driving him crazy that he's not universally loved. And why didn't I win with 95% of the vote like Putin does all the time? They love him over there.
Boo.
Why? How come he gets 95% of the vote?
God.
Maybe because they kill people who don't vote for
them. It's Russia.
Right.
What do you think?
It ain't fair. And that's one of the reasons, allegedly, that Putin hates and had a vendetta against Hillary Clinton was that in the last elections, when he was elected.
Yes.
There was widespread ballot stuffing fraud allegations. And she said something in an international capacity like, hey, this is a bullshit election. Like everybody else on the planet did.
Yep.
And he got his panties in a twist over it. And therefore, it was big Russian balls saving face.
You want a bullshit
election? So he had to fuck with Hillary the best he could.
I'll give you a bullshit election, motherfucker. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He's loony. Maybe he's not loony. He's just evil. Who cares? God, we're fucked.
Who, Putin or Trump?
Both.
I don't know that Trump's evil. I think he's... Well, he's define evil. He's a narcissist.
I'll define evil. He's a xenophobic, racist dickhead.
I think, or at least he is okay with surrounding himself with racist, xenophobic dickheads as long as they suck his dick and he's in power. He's probably a racist.
Absolutely, he's racist.
Xenophobe. I mean, I don't know that he knows from Muslims. I really don't. I think he's on the bandwagon. I don't think he's an ideologue when it comes to that. And I don't even think he'd be an ideologue necessarily when it came to black people if all the black people voted for him.
Yeah. You don't think he really believes Mexicans are rapists and they're not sitting their best? He just said that.
Well, maybe.
God.
But
God, we have a piece of shit as a president.
Yeah, I mean, we're 5 days in. We are
disgusting.
I'm exhausted. We're 5 days in.
It's one thing if you don't agree with his policies. You know, that's one thing.
Right.
But this guy can't even do the job, apparently. And is Tillerson just walking around the State Department? Nobody's in there. He's like, hey, hello. Hello. Do I have an office? Does anybody know how to work the phones? What's my password?
It sounds like that's happening in every department.
Remember,
that story came out the night before the inauguration. People, the day before, people were getting phone calls, lower level, mid level staff saying, hey, can you stay on?
Yeah, dude.
The day before what they thought was the day they're packing their boxes and leaving.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have anything else set up. And almost universally, they said people were like, no.
And if you're a bad actor,
we're not gonna stay
on the globe, don't you look at this and say, hey, shit, man.
Oh, we're the laughing stock.
We got to get into this. We got to do something to these people. They're vulnerable.
Putin.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Putin's probably like, oh, my God, this worked better than I could have expected any of it to work. You want to destabilize the country, not only destabilize our country, put our democratic system in question. And also put a shank in the side of NATO?
All right.
Holy shit.
Color me there. Dude, you're talking about democratic system. What about the fucking phone system? I love this story yesterday. We're not even... The White House phones, they don't work.
Oh, they shut them down because... Well, they say as soon as they figure out how to fix the computers, work the computers.
That's one thing I believe. I sort of believe that one. I don't think that's crazy.
Right.
That makes sense. You don't have to work the fucking phones.
Yeah.
How do we dial out? How do we dial an extension? How do I transfer a call?
Is it a 9 to get out?
Do I have to hit 9?
Then today they find out his Twitter account.
Yes.
At POTUS, like the official Twitter account, not Donald Trump, but at POTUS. Somebody, you know, you can do this for anybody. You can try to sign in to somebody else and then it'll say, well, what's your password? And then you say, recover your password. And it'll say, do you want us to send it to this email?
Right.
And it blocks out, it redacts most of the email.
Yes.
Because of nefarious characters.
Right.
But it'll say like, you know, L, asterisk, all kinds of stars. And then at gmail.com or something like that.
Right.
Well, whoever is now running the POTUS account.
POTUS.
It's registered under... just a regular old Gmail account.
Holy fuck.
So in theory, somebody could easily hack this Gmail account and get into the official at POTUS Twitter account.
Do any of you guys realize that email shit you were bitching about and moaning about every fucking day?
But that was Hillary. She had a vagina and everything.
Oh, my God. I just think it's inexcusable what happened in this country with this election. That these people voted for Trump. I mean, it's just a bag of dicks all around.
And selfish.
Fuck you.
Selfishly voted for Trump. All they care about is their own tiny little world. Fuck the rest of, you know, I got mine. And if I don't have mine, I'm going to send a suicide bomber into the White House, basically.
Yes. Oh, my God. We're fucked.
There's a story out today that about Bannon that he's basically like writing some of these presidential decrees that Trump is signing, and they're not running them by anybody.
What do you mean, anybody? Like White House counsel, like, or something? Like,
well, right. Or any of the departments that might be in charge of something that you're decreeing about.
God, I even know that.
Like wall or something like that. That, you know, you might want to talk to the Department of the Interior. You might want to talk to law enforcement. You might want to talk to some of these other, give them a heads up. Maybe run it by them. Maybe run the verbiage by them.
I know, based on watching House of Cards in West Wing, that you have to run everything by the White House lawyers, right? You have to run it all by. Just have them check that shit.
One would think. But apparently,
not in Trumpistan,
they're not
baby.
Giving a fuck about that, and no. They're just, here, sign it.
Yeah, we can't even work the phones, but here's a shit ton of executive orders. God. So fucked up.
And the story says that he's basically winging it.
He's winging it? Oh, fuck, dude.
Because he's not consulting. Who is Bannon? Who
We're
the fuck is Steve
it,
Bannon?
Baby.
He's a Goldman Sachs twunt turned into an evil alt. Well, I mean, that's there's by definition being a Goldman Sachs twunt makes you evil. And now he's a then he turned into the Breitbart propagandist.
Right.
Lying fake media evil twunt. And now he's writing executive orders on the fly. He's probably Googling executive order.
The Steve Bannon story. Let me throw up in my mouth. Unreal. They can't even work the fucking phones.
Some aides that were interviewed said that Steve Bannon and Stephen Miller, senior White House advisor for policy, have made almost no effort to consult with federal agency lawyers or lawmakers as they write these executive orders.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it, man.
This Miller guy is also one of the ones they think has written a lot of Trump's speeches. Like, he's the creepy nationalist dude.
Right.
He's this he's one of these creepy ideologues that you got to watch out for, but he's helping write these fucking,
oh my God,
he's an alt-right asshole.
So if you push these executive orders through without having a lawyer, the White House lawyer, look at it, what is the consequence? I mean,
well, they might be illegal. They might be worded poorly. They might.
So the White House just gets sued, right? That's all.
Oh, right. Yeah. Nobody's going to go to jail or anything. That would be great. But that doesn't happen.
And they don't give a fuck. See, again, we have these people, even the GOP, and I know the Dems, there's corruption there and whatever, but these guys are like business people. And the only rules, you have to give them regulations and you have to give them rules or they're not going to do shit. Right? They're not going to police themselves.
Correct.
You don't think Donald Trump, do you think Barack Obama would sit around and think about, is this the right thing to do? Do I need to do this? Should I do this? Does it help people? I'm sure those questions flew through his head. I'm sure even fucking George Bush had the same similar thoughts. But fuck me, man.
A former State Department lawyer who worked on the original Keystone XL pipeline proposal.
Yes.
Said that Trump's executive order, whatever the fuck he signed yesterday, memorandum, is, quote, more than unusual. It's reckless.
Oh, shit.
Because the also
it's reckless. Ha 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 ha.
they say some this draft order that got leaked that they're saying wasn't ours.
Yes.
But it says it could potentially revive banned torture techniques. And Trump talking about torture, they're saying it reportedly blindsided Defense Secretary James Mattis.
He didn't know.
The new CIA director, Mike Pompeo, who are the guys who would be, you know, doing the torturing.
Well, why aren't they in on this then? Why wouldn't you talk to these guys?
Reopening the black sites was in that memo too.
Right.
Which other countries have already said, no, you're not. We're done with this, with your secret torture prisons.
Because they host those black sites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really look good.
It doesn't look
Shining
good.
City on the Hill. We're going to have...
Not exactly a tourism draw.
We're going to have secret black torture sites again. Yeah. And Bush got rid of those. It wasn't even Obama. It was Bush who had the humanity to get rid of those.
That's Cheney.
Yeah.
Damn.
Amazing.
God. Did they change the outgoing message on the voicemail at the White House? Even were they able to do that? Shit. I can't turn the caller ID on.
And several GOP lawmakers are allegedly complaining that they had no knowledge of some of the shit that Trump's doing.
Why would he need to tell them if it's an executive order?
Whether or not this action that he signed to start the repeal of Obamacare, whether it might conflict with existing laws, because they didn't check.
Why? Why wouldn't you?
Because they want to get shit done right away.
Right.
They wanted to make it look what we're doing. We're fixing the country. We're washing the black off the walls.
Oh, yes.
Here at the White House.
Right. He doesn't care if he sucks.
Threw all the watermelon out of the fridge.
I'm sure he said that. I'm sure someone made that joke.
Oh, I would bet that joke has gone around there.
Doesn't he care about at least...
No.
Being...
No.
A little good?
No.
He doesn't have any of that. God. What does he do all day? Is he sitting in the living room, wherever that is?
He watches TV.
Eating ice cream.
Did you hear that? Did you read that?
What?
He's watching a lot of TV these days.
No, he's not. He's president.
No. He gets up in the morning.
Yes.
And he watches TV.
What does he watch?
I'm
fucking curious.
And then at night, we're figuring out what he's watching, depending on what he tweets out. Like, he was obviously watching O'Reilly the other night, because Bill O'Reilly went off on Chicago and all the evil Negroes killing each other. And then 10 minutes later, Donald Trump tweeted that they better do something in Chicago or I'm going to send in the feds.
They can't do anything, dumbass, because all the states that surround Chicago are just shitting guns.
By the way, did you see Rahm Emanuel.
Oh, yes.
Ari Emanuel is the mega agent here in town.
Oh, okay.
His brother, by the way.
Oh, right.
But Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, said, send the money. Our hands are open. Send me the money, bro, Ham. Because then Trump tried to walk it back and they said, no, he's not talking about sending in the army or anything silly like that. He's talking about sending all kinds of federal aid
and
stuff that they want. And Rahm is like, here, send us the money, bro. We'll take it. Show
we'll
us the money.
With it.
Show us the money, fucker. Yeah. Show us the money.
God.
Back to these Breitbart written, basically, executive orders. They say that the one on immigration includes only vague language on where funding would come from and does not consider the role of Congress in approving those payments. Anything money-wise has to be approved through Congress.
Right. You just can't. Fucking
right,
and
Eddie Munster was asked about the blatant hypocrisy of the squeals of 8 years of tyranny of executive orders, even though, by the way, Barack Hussein Obama fewer executive orders than the past couple of presidents.
Okay. Probably fewer than this president, maybe.
And he was asked about that, and he said, no. Obama's were overreaching. These executive orders are setting the balance back.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Setting back the balance of power.
God.
Giving it back to the people, because we know the people want that stupid wall, and the people want Obamacare gone.
Oh, Paul, go back to the gym, fucknut. That's such a slimy answer. That is such a bullshit answer.
Yeah.
Those weren't good executive orders. These are good executive orders.
Well, after a while, when they couldn't spin the Obama's put out more executive orders than anybody in history line anymore, because I don't know, you know, people can count.
Yes. Some people.
Although in this administration now, that wouldn't even matter. You could say, look, Obama put out 100. He still put out more than anybody. You can't tell us different.
He's black.
But then they started saying what was the quality.
Oh, okay.
Not the quantity.
Sure.
It was the how great and evil all those executive orders were.
Justification.
Meanwhile, the executive orders were all vetted by justice and by counsel to do as much as he could do, because Congress was a giant piece of granite fuckholes, not moving.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Unmoving fuckholes.
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
And they, like trying to fuck a statue.
I mean, there's part of that would be really easy and part of that would be difficult.
Depending on how how sculpted the hole was.
Oh, yes. Statue copulation. It's real.
So there you go there. That's what's
it's great.
Going on. So, I mean, it's just going to be, I guess it's going to be day to day until they finally, they finally put the shank in this guy. There was another story I saw today that there's whispers. It was, Carl Bernstein from Woodward and Bernstein fame said that some of his sources in Republican land are starting to question the emotional stability of the president. I'm like, now you're questioning the emotional stability. But I think this is the
late to
this
the party.
I think this is the cracks in the ice.
Yes.
This is them starting to say, oh, maybe he's a little crazy. And they're getting ready to sharp those knives.
You know, see.
And they're getting ready to shank the president.
It's so opportunistic.
And put somebody who they know they can trust.
Why didn't they do this in the primary then? Why didn't they go after him in the primary?
Because they're going to use him as a patsy.
God.
And blame him for everything, all the shitty things they do.
What is wrong with our democracy?
If they're not popular, if they don't work.
God. Shit.
That's it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow on Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Hey, leave us a nice review if you would be so kind. That helps. Share us on all the social medias. Spread the crabs. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com. Go to his Twitter feed, which is @RatedRComedy, or go to his Instagram, which is also @RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience. Also, freaking Vile.
And we're back. Same bat time tomorrow, everybody.
GFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.